And so Joseph and Mary got married. Not an overly remarkable thing. People get married all the time. People in my line of work see it happen over and over again. Sometimes we think it's a wonderful thing, and sometimes we just wonder a little bit. People my age get married all the time, especially, and Joseph and Mary were a little bit younger than I am. Just a little bit. Which is not all that unremarkable. I think the number of former campers of mine who have gotten married is up to about 5 or 6 now, which is only a little disconcerting. They're all a little bit younger than I am. Mostly it's been a good thing. But Joseph and Mary getting married, this is something a little unremarkable and very remarkable all at the same time. Marriage worked differently back then. It wasn't our sort of romanticized notion of marriage. You find your one true love, and in, you know, a good Hallmark movie, happily ever after, you get married and build your house and your life, and the kids come along, and everyone lives happily ever after. You never fight, you never do anything nasty, no one ever paints the kitchen the wrong color. Everyone lives quite happily ever after. It was a contract your parents made on your behalf. And you sort of hoped you could learn to live with this person they'd picked out for you. You were expected to live up to the standards of behavior that would make this contract work out. Now, we all know that Mary's pregnant. Clearly, something went wrong here. Joseph has every reason to believe she has not lived up to her standard of behavior. Now, if Joseph were to wander into my office and sit down, or if he were one of my friends, wondering what he should do, I would be forced to tell him that breaking off this relationship with Mary is well within a reasonable response to this. It's no surprise that Mary's behavior was expected, and this is a strong deviation from that. Pregnancy is not just was caught with another boy behind the barn. Pregnancy is a huge, huge problem. But also have to tell him when he came and said, I think instead of instigating the scandal that will inevitably fall out here, I'll just quietly sever this contract, and what will happen, but I won't be a part of it. That was a very mature response, to set her aside quietly, to not cause the scandal, and just to let that ambiguity go on, to give her a chance to pull through the scandal that would come. It's very mature to give her that chance. Would give him something to look back on in years to come as having done the right thing, no matter how hurt he must have felt in those moments. And then he would have gone home. And of course, that night, everything changed. After having made his decision, having known his plans, he had a dream. Now, my dreams never work this way. My dreams are always blatantly transparent. When I was in school and finals were coming up, it was always, you know, I showed up to the wrong final. Now it's usually I showed up to the wrong church or something like that. Clearly I'm stressed about X and my dream is about X, and that's pretty much how it goes. Joseph's dream was a little different. Every now and then I meet other people who will tell me their dreams work this way. Every now and then, I suspect there are more people out there who will admit to this. Joseph met an angel in his dreams that night. The angel had a very important message, a message that changed history. Don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. Something bigger is going on here. The child is from God. And here is his name and whatever else. And I suspect the conversation was a little more detailed than that. I always suspect the conversations with God or God's messengers are a little more detailed than we're left with in the text. But this was the condensed message. And Joseph woke up, changed all of his plans, and he and Mary got married. It wasn't that simple, of course. They lived in a small town, and we all know what that's like. I imagine that people must have whispered about them. They, of course, would have known that people were whispering about them, and what people were saying, and what people were thinking. They must have had to fight not to explain what was really going on. But after all, who would believe them? Two visits from angels, a miraculous baby. Who would believe them? This is who we are, though, isn't it? In our own ways. We're Mary and Joseph wandering around town with a miraculous secret, not quite sure how to tell other people. Only it's a little harder for us, I think, than it is for Mary and Joseph. Mary and Joseph eventually, you know, had a baby to show, and although I'm sure they must have wondered when Jesus was colicky or refused to eat dinner or refused to go to bed on time, if the angel visits were really real, surely a divine child must have been able to act better than that. But they had proof. Eventually, they had the ultimate proof in Jesus' ministry and life and death and resurrection. We have the stories of Mary and of Joseph, of their angels and of their dreams and of those promises, of what Jesus lived with and did and said. And we have our own stories. We have the stories that brought us here this morning on a cold, snowy December morning when it would have been so much easier to stay in bed, to linger over our coffee, to read the paper a little bit more leisurely. We have the stories that convinced us there was something to this Jesus story at all. And we wander around town, going about our lives with this secret. People don't whisper about us quite as much as they whispered about Mary and Joseph, unless we're really doing it right. Unless our lives really show forth the secrets that have changed us. And then people start to notice that we're a little different. That our lives don't quite work the same way their lives seem to. And then they start wondering. And our job becomes not just to show them, but to tell them. To tell them our stories. Now, it's not always as impressive as, well, I was asleep one night and this angel came to visit me in my dreams. Sometimes it's, I was lost and I found a community of people who loved me. So I stayed. Sometimes it's, I don't really know, but I keep going back and it keeps mattering. And sometimes it is as miraculous as an angel came to me in my dreams. Whatever your story is, whatever the dream that brought you here is, hang on to that. It's hard sometimes. It's really hard sometimes. Life isn't easy or gentle. But if you forget that dream, it gets harder. This is why I think we have to remember Joseph's dream, the dream that let us all experience the Christmas story, the dream that helped change the world. Because sometimes angels do visit us, and we cannot forget that. Amen.